He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. And since 2003, you're not. But welcome to Giant 90.9. My name is Emerson, and welcome to... You can't call in because I got a guest already on the line, so you cannot call in the radio station today. You know, but I got an awesome guest. Good morning, Mrs. Producer. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Emerson?
Love it. We're going to do the big board later. I got an awesome guest.
You want to put him on?
Put my guest on right now. I don't want to wait. I know this is just totally awesome. It's the first time for us here at Giant 9 Point. I got an awesome guest on the line. I got Mr. J. Douglas Bowles on the line from the IMS. Mr. President, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you doing?
Almost good as you.
It's a Friday, right? So it's a Friday leading into Easter weekend, Easter week. So Thanksgiving week. It's a good day.
We'll take Easter.
Yeah, no, we'll all take Easter. We know what that one means.
Yes, sir, I do. Well, so we're so honored and so purple proud you're calling into our station today to drop a little knowledge for our kids and for our community. It is just totally awesome. I know a little bit about you. I had an opportunity to actually work with your father back in the day in Hendricks County. I'm a former state trooper. And
you told me that. Yeah, so Dad, obviously the West Side, Hendricks County Circuit Court Judge. He got to work with a lot of great straight too. Great state troopers over his time, and appreciate all your public service in that capacity.
Well, as the kids would say, your dad was a bomb. He was the bomb. We had to make sure we had our T's crossed, make sure we had our I's dotted. He made us better men. And better state troopers and our professions. Well, we really, 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 really appreciate that.
Well, as I growing up in high school, you know, I would occasionally run into a high schooler or two who'd been in front of my dad, and I would just remind them that you know, they only had to go in front of him once. I got to do it every day. So, you know, I do think that, you know, the way he approached things certainly makes us all better in what we do. And at the end of the day, my dad's my hero, and in fact, I already texted with him this morning, so I stay in complete contact with my mom and dad.
That's what I'm talking about. And you're from Danville, Indiana, and that's
well. You know, I grew up at 42nd and Kessler.
Get out of here!
And so 4259 West 42nd Street. And after third grade, I went to Crooked Creek, and then after third grade, my folks moved to Hendricks County because my dad got a job as a small, county seat lawyer. And so then I went to Danville from fourth grade on, but. You know, my roots are just a few blocks from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Awesome. And then we got the IU in there. We got Butler in there. You got the right schools.
Well, I often tell people that, you know, with the exception of, my faith and my family, the most important thing to me really is this community, the community of Indianapolis, Central Indiana. And I'm glad to have been educated in and around here. And I have no interest in leaving this place and want to finally give back.
Yeah, I saw that on your – folks, take a peek at your – just looking at your Twitter account, you'll see the things that you've done. But the most things you're most proud of is being a dad and being a father. And that is – to me, that's the magic. That's just awesome. That is just awesome. And I'm so – that just makes me want to just push an applause button or something because it's just – yeah!
When you're blessed enough to be a dad, and I'm a dad and a stepdad, it comes with a lot of responsibility. And there are days where you sit down in bed at the end of the evening and go, why, how did I get myself into this? But it is, you know, it's the most important thing we do. And it, hopefully you can help guide boys into, I've got four boys, so guide boys into young men and young men into good young adults. And it's, for those parents that are listening or those young adults who are thinking about being parents some point in time, well, there's a lot of great things that go along with it, but it is a full-time commitment, that's for sure.
Awesome. I can talk about so many things, but I only got apparently just a few minutes of your precious time. You're the fourth president since 1990, following Tony George, George Chitwood, and a man from my hometown, Terre Haute, Mr. Jeff Belskis. Hope I said
yes,
that
sir.
Right. From my hometown,
yep.
Terre Haute. So now it's your turn at the wheels of the MSA. What are you most proud of so far since you've been on board running the big shoe?
Well, so I've been in this job a little over 4 years. You know, I think really the thing that I'm probably the most proud of was, you know, just getting through the 100th running of the Indy 500 in 2016 and you know, having the venue sell out for the first time in 15 years, probably, maybe even a little more. And that's really less about me. It's an awful lot about the staff that works at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, but it's really even more about the community of Central Indiana and Indiana as a whole, because we didn't sell that race out for anything really we did. It was really the people in Indiana and Central Indiana who said, you know what, this is an Indiana treasure, and 100 runnings is a pretty cool thing. We're gonna make sure we're there to celebrate it as Hoosiers, and just that celebration. I don't know that that'll be hard to eclipse with anything I do in my lifetime, I think. And again, it was really for me just how much, you know, the community embraced the event, and really we rode on the coattails of the community's excitement, and it was just a really neat moment when we stood on the state house steps with the governor and the mayor, and just announced that for the first time in a long time the Indianapolis Motor Speedway had sold out, and then getting to lift the TV blackout that we have, or the delay that happens with ABC because we'd sold the venue out, and to call ABC and say, look, we're sold out. We need to make this available for people in this community live, real time. That was another neat moment in 2016.
Right. Now, with you are definitely what I would call a people person. That's no two ways about it. And is have you always been that way? Because I look at your Twitter account and I see your community contact. And the reason you're calling in there, like, we're not the big time stations. We're just a little station on the west side. But you're a big wig in the business, and you're talking to the community. That's why is that so huge?
Well,
it is. It's huge.
Well, I think first of all, I'm not a big wig, right? I'm a community person like everybody else.
That's
and
right.
The one thing that I've tried to do in my leadership over 4 years at the Speedway is remind our team, and then make sure our customer understands. And our customer isn't necessarily somebody who bought a ticket. In my mind, our customer is somebody that's proud that the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is in their backyard, whether they go to the racetrack or not. I want to make sure that they know that. So for me, you make sure you're out. You do, and you work alongside all your people. So there's not one thing at our place that I'm not willing to do alongside whoever it is, whether it's the guy picking up the trash, the gal selling the ticket at the front desk, or whoever it is. And then for me, on race day, I spend most of my time walking in the grandstands. I have a list of customers I'm trying to find and thank them. And then, you know, every night on my way home, I call 10 customers. And I say, just, hey, this is Doug Bowles, president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Thank you so much for being a customer of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, because without you, we don't get to celebrate the 102nd running in the Indy 500 next year. And it is, in my mind, it really is my job, is to remind people that them making the Indy 500 part of what they do on Memorial Day weekend is what makes us special. It isn't the race car drivers, it isn't all the other stuff. It's the people that make it their tradition that makes it special. And you know, the community is just as important. And I've told folks that whenever my day ends at the Speedway, I don't want to look back and somebody say, so what did you do at the Speedway? And I don't want to say, well, I sold tickets. What I want to say is I used the position that I was blessed to have to help leverage a better community through that. So it's really important that you know, that we focus on the community. And you may not view yourself as a big wig, but you have a voice, you have a megaphone, you're doing great things for the West Side, and it's important that we all work together.
That's what I'm talking about, education. That's what I'm talking about. I read an article written by Kirk Cavan in the USA Today Sports, published July 9th, 2013. And there's a quote, everything from you, and I quote it, everything in my life has some connection to the Indianapolis 500 and this place that you said about the IMS. When did it start? When did the bug bite you?
To be honest with you, it happened so long ago, I can't tell you when it hit me. I mean, it's been part of me my whole life, as far back as I can remember. I remember even, you know, growing up at on 42nd Street and being in the backyard. And when May starts, you know, you could hear the cars. And I can remember just when mom and dad get home from work and just be saying, hey, can we go to the track? Can we go to the track? And my dad was involved with the track in the early 60s, so he had the bug anyway, so I was sort of going to get stuck with it just because it was going to be around inside our house, right? So really my whole life has had something to do with, or I have been completely passionate about IndyCar racing, but more in particular the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the Indy 500.
How do we get our young people to develop that type of passion towards something, whether it's racing, whether it's a business, anything? But how do you build? You're a daddy now. I'm asking the question now. You're a daddy now. How do we get our kids to get that type of passion that you have towards racing that started so long ago?
You know, for me, it's really trying. As parents, oftentimes we decide what we think our kids should or shouldn't do, or we want to pass along something to them that we're passionate about. And while I think that has influence on kids, oftentimes they've been given different gifts or different passions, and you have to sort of embrace their passions. It's interesting you bring it up, because one of the things that's really the last few years become really a passion of mine is how we educate our kids, and how the way I grew up and the way you grew up, and there was sort of this predetermined, you got to get your high school degree and then you need to go to college and then, you know, all these different things. Well, kids don't learn that way necessarily. Yeah. And in our house, we have four boys and they've all learned differently. And the third one, we struggled to get him through school. And early on, it was like, come on, just sit down, you know, memorize this, do that. And his brain just didn't work that way. And over time we've started realizing that, and he can take something apart and put it back together. And When you get them focused on something they can do, that's, you know, it's really important that we're finding the ways they learn and then teaching them in a way that they can learn. If we don't, what happens is they withdraw in a shell. They feel like they're failures. Their self-esteem goes down. They tend to want to get off the path of the right way, and then end up hanging out and finding different ways to find somebody that's going to embrace them. And so for me, it really is, got to really listen to your kids in terms of understand how do they learn, what do they care about, and then help nurture that. And that's our job as parents. And oftentimes, with our third one, we didn't really figure it out till he was in high school. I wish we'd figured out, you know, 10 years earlier.
Wow.
But that really comes from, you know, paying attention to your kids, being around your kids, asking questions, talking to teachers. You know, just and kids want somebody in their life, even if you're in their life, say, hey, let's. You're going down the wrong track. We're gonna help you get on the right track, and we're gonna walk alongside you. And that's again, that's where those times when you go to bed at night, you go, "What have I gotten myself into?" because it's frustrating. But at the end of the day, when you figure it out, the reward is huge. And I would tell you, of the four boys that grew up in this household, if you told me today, "Hey, Doug, you got to take all your money and invest it in one of those kids, and where do you think you're going to get the best return?" And while the youngest right now is just a freshman in high school, we don't know exactly where he'll end up. I'd put my money on that third kid. He's the one that all of a sudden found something he loves. He's good at it. And you can just see him growing exponentially. And that's where I'd put my bet.
Go daddy, go, don't go, go daddy, go. I'm almost out of time, before I let you have the last word, lights at the Brickyard. Where did this idea come from?
You know, so one of the cool things about our place is we just encourage people to, you know, give us ideas. And so, like, the Snake Pit, which is a concert that takes place during the Indy 500, came from some of the younger adults in our company. Said, hey, let's try and do this. And Lights at the Brickyard is the same way. We had two or three folks say, hey, have you ever been to one of those places where they put up lights? And we started talking about it 3 years ago, and then we decided to try it last year. And it was a success last year, and we're going to do it again this year. But the cool thing about it last year, had over 150,000 people
Woo!
Come through. 50% of them had never been to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So it's a completely different, I mean, a lot of race people came, obviously, who love the Speedway and want to be there, but a lot of people who'd never set foot on the grounds of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway said, you know what, I'm going to do this. We've got lights going on, and we're going to try it out. So it's a great way for us as well to introduce the Speedway to the community, and then you know, the town of Main Street gives folks discounts to come down and eat, and so it's another way for us on the, it's another way for us to help benefit the economy of the West Side.
Well, that starts today until December the 30th. I understand it's a longer route. Over 2.5 million bright lights. That's the bomb.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. And the best part is you get to drive down the front stretch across the yard of Brixby, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, with the whole place lit up. It is. In fact, I had a meeting with the West Side Neighborhood Association last night, so I went over there, and then after that, I went back through and drove through the lights to see how things were coming, and it's magical when you get to drive around the speedway and it's all lit up in Christmas lights.
Well, I encourage everyone to check it out. I know you got to go somewhere, you got to be at a meeting, and we know something about giants here on Giant 90.9 at Ben Davis, but you're a giant in our community and a giant in the world. We appreciate you taking time to talk to us. Any last parting words you want to drop on my students? You can do that.
You know, I just stay focused on your passion. Listen to your teachers. I know that sometimes it's hard to do, but just they're looking out the best for you. You know, I've got a sister who's taught in Wayne Township for most of her career, an administrator in Wayne Township. So have a soft spot for the West Side, and certainly. I just remember, you know, Danville High School, when we had a chance to play in Ben Davis, it just meant we got to go see a great, big, cool campus and get our butts handed to us. But that's the other thing. It is fun that the history and tradition of Ben Davis just turning out, you know, great leaders, great athletes, just great people. You're blessed to be able to be associated with Ben Davis and the whole Wayne Township.
Well, you are one big, huge people person, and you always got an invitation open to come on our airways, talk to our kids, be around us. Hey, we love you. We love you. We know what you stand for. You stand for goodness, and we love it. We just love it.
Thanks. And anytime you need me, let me know.
All right, so you have a blessed day.
All right, you too. Thanks.
That was the man, y'all. That was the man. You know what that was?
That was the man.
That was the man.
The man.
That is awesome. I mean, when you think about the corporation, you think about Fortune 500, Fortune 50 companies and corporations and IMSA, you know, known around the world.
Right.
You know, to have the president call in just to touch bases, you know, and drop a little knowledge on us. Us kiddos,
it's crazy.
It's crazy. It's awesome. He's a great papa, you know. And we need strong men. Don't get me started on men, because I know we need strong men out there in our community, and we need strong community leaders. And every year we do our marathon. They donate something every
really?
Year for our 2020, 25, 35, 35 marathon, whatever it might be. Every year they donate something. So that is awesome. They are community partners and with us already, you know, and that is just totally awesome.
It's crazy.
I could talk. Well, I could end up talking with him for another 30, 40 minutes because there's a lot of other things I want to talk about. But I know he had to go and go do certain things.
When you're big like that, you have a lot of responsibilities.
Yeah, he does. Can you imagine?
No, I
Can
could not.
Can you imagine? I mean, and because his background, his work that he used to do, it's kind of weird. This is the weird part. Now, y'all don't think I'm crazy. But a lot of his things that he's done, I know a lot of people he's came in contact with. Like, he used to work for Stephen Goldsmith. He's a former mayor of Indianapolis, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was selling real estate, I was at a table being presented, talking to Stephen Goldsmith. And then when I started working for Mayor Bart Peterson, I kind of communicated with Stephen Goldsmith about some of the communities because I was a faith-based coordinator for the city. And Stephen Goldsmith wrote an awesome book. On city leaders and city development. So I did speak with him, and actually on July 29th, I actually did a LinkedIn communication with Stephen Goldsmith. Right now he's at Harvard, so that's kind of interesting.
That's cool.
And then his daddy, when I was a state trooper, when I took cases into court in Hendricks County, it was his J. Douglas Bowe's daddy who I had to present my case to. And boy, I wasn't lying. You had to cross your T's. You had to dot your I's and make sure your case is right because, you know, he wasn't going to stand for it. You know, you come to court, you got to be right. You got to be prepared. So that was pretty cool for those paths to cross. It's just, I said, dang, that's kind of, to me, that was cool. I know I'm a big head.
It's always cool to meet somebody big, though.
Oh, it is. It is.
It is.
And, but you hear him, he's just, I'm just a normal guy.
Yeah,
you noticed that.
Yeah,
I'm just J. Douglas.
You'd be surprised at how many people that are like that.
Yeah,
growing up with my grandfather working in radio, I got to meet like a lot of stars.
Right, right.
And most of them, especially like the country music artists, are really just humble and like, you know, like normal people. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if you know who Martina McBride is, but she,
yeah,
she went out with my mom, like to a restaurant and just had dinner with her and talked about kids.
Oh, man.
It's crazy. Like, you don't think that they're, you know, you think of them as like these big figures.
They're just people.
But they're just people.
Yep. You know, and that is so cool when you get a chance to talk to them. If you will check out J. Doug Bo's Twitter account, you'll see him with fans.
Yeah.
You'll see him with fans throughout the whole Twitter account. And I, you know, those are just not what I call photo ops. That's what he does. You know, and I never met him, but and I probably seen him and didn't know it. All the times I worked in Hinges County, for the 6 years I worked out in Hinges County, so I probably seen him and didn't even know it. And then even when he was at the mayor's office with Goldman, I probably seen him and didn't know it when I was selling real estate. It's just crazy, you know. So I tell you kids, you know, just keep on living. I'll just keep on living. You'll learn a lot of things and meet some very, what I call them muckety mucks. Now, it's in the dictionary. I know it sounds crazy, but mucky mucks mean very important person. But and it's in the dictionary. When I first said that,
I have never heard of that.
Yeah. When I first said that a few years ago, someone challenged me. So, Mr. Allen, why you call him a muckety muck? That don't sound nice. That don't sound like something to eat. That sounds like something like that. Like you need a shot for that. I said, no, muckety muck's in the dictionary. It's a very important person. So it was kind of cool. And so that was great for him to call in, and I know he is busy, but like you say, and I was, if you ever, you've been, Danielle, you've been to the track?
Yeah, I actually go with my boyfriend to the Brickyard 400, mm-hmm. and then this year we're planning on going to the Indianapolis 500, yeah. So.
It'll be your first time at the 500?
It'll be my first time at the 500. Last year was my first time at the 400, mm-hmm. and, you know, being from Massachusetts, I didn't think I'd be a... I didn't think I'd be a fan of the whole race car, NASCAR mm-hmm. type stuff, but yeah. I found it really enjoyable, and now I want to go back. So
yeah, I spent, well, 6 years working it, but the 1 year when I was working, I had opportunity to go into the VIP tower, you might say.
Oh,
and
wow.
Now I'm telling my age now, but the year I was there, and I can't think of the year, maybe somebody else can who can. They can call in 244-9234.
If you remember the year, please call the station.
What year was it when Mayor Tom Brady of L.A. was in there, Ricardo Montalban, and TV host Mike Douglas?
You know, I could not tell you.
You might know none of those people, do you?
I know Mike Douglas, but other than that, I don't think I know any of those people.
I was there that year. I actually went into the tower. Where the celebrities were at, and it was pretty cool being around them. And then, but one thing about the track, you know, so everything's a left turn, so you're going.
Yeah,
it is fun. It is, if you've never been to the Indianapolis 500, go at least once, and you will be amazed of the pageantry,
yeah.
The excitement, everything. Is just exciting.
It's kind of cool because, you know, like I wasn't expecting it to be, you know. I was expecting to just see, like, one car and then wait and then one car. But really, it's not. You just, like, they keep coming and you're like, wow, like, it goes so fast. You don't really. It's awesome. Definitely check it out.
It is awesome. And pertaining to our guest today, what you know, we didn't have a lot of time. But what I want y'all to really understand, like you said, you know, I didn't know he came from 42nd Street. I know he was born and raised there in Danville, Indiana. But the key to this, what I like about it is. He had a strong family connection there. And by going to high school, Danville High School, went to got a BA in journalism from Butler University. He got his JD from Indiana University, School of Law, smart man. And he's had other positions such as chief operating officer, co-owner of Panther Racing LLC, director of governmental and corporate affairs for the mayor of Indianapolis, Stephen Goldsmith. So it's pretty cool. He's worked his way up. To the position as president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And the key thing, he also, I think you can't talk about this, but when it was an article that said when he was a kid, he used to take like 3x5 cards and put them on the table and put down the race car drivers or names of the lineup of the race.
Wow.
Before he had a chance to even go to the racetrack. Because you would think he would be in there all the time as a young person, but he like I say, he always wanted to get there, and then he had to work his way there. So he worked his way up, and You got an awesome position, awesome partner in the community.
When you're passionate about it, you can do anything.
Yeah, you got to stick with it. And he stuck with it. I tell anybody right now, you know, we got a pretty good leader in that man, because the more you read and when you listen to him talk, you find out he's a people person and he's for the community. So, it's looking good for the future. Okay, last week, excuse my breath there, Veterans Day was Saturday.
Yes.
And naturally, we weren't on the airways then. So I do want to say right now, I want to say happy belated Veterans Day to the veterans. I'm a veteran too. I just want to say something.
Happy Veterans Day, Emerson.
Veterans Day. Yeah, so something to my veterans. So if you're a veteran, go out and check out the lights on the Brickway. Lights at the Brickyard.
If you're anyone, go check out the lights at the Brickyard.
Yeah, that's true. I had both time two together. It's going to be pretty cool. But I saw an article about a World War II veteran who earned his high school diploma 75 years later.
That's crazy.
75 years later.
Wow.
In 1942, Charles Finley left high school to join the Navy. He received a standing ovation as he finally received his high school diploma in California on Tuesday, 75 years later.
That's crazy.
That is huge.
I mean, I heard people going back to college after, you know, but wow.
Mm.
55 years later.
75.
75?
75.
Oh, wow. That makes it even.
Wow. You know, so, you know, when it comes to education, I guess, you know, hey, it ain't never too late to get it.
I mean,
it ain't never
Emerson,
too late
you
to
could
get
go
it.
Back right now.
I know. I got 12 hours college credit. I can go on a computer, take home, online courses and be done in a couple of years. I'll be done before my hair grow back. My hair not going to grow back. It is not going to grow back. So hats off to all my veterans. And once again, I do want to talk about. We got one couple minutes left. The date is today. Today is when it starts. The lights at the Brickyard, the popular drive-through holiday display that debuted last year at the IMSA, will return today, November the 17th through December the 30th, with a longer route and over 2.5 million bright lights.
Longer?
It's longer route.
Awesome.
So that means more stuff. More stuff to look at.
I mean, I remember last year there was a lot, so there's going to be even more. Yeah. That's awesome.
Capital lot. So now, I guess the lots were in small caps. Now the lots in capital letters, you know, I guess. But it's a lot more. And so that's going to be interesting. I'm looking at some of the displays. They got the Snowflake Fantasy, Cosmic Tunnel, Christmas in the Air, Deer Camp, 12 Days of Christmas, Patriotic, Christmas Ranch, Holiday Tunnel, Santa's Raising. It goes on. I mean, I can go on and 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 on. So it's going to be a lot of fun for this time of year.
And we still got Thanksgiving.
Yep. Yeah. When we go on break?
We go on break November 22nd through the 26th.
So you got to come to school next week. Parts next week anyway.
Yeah. Monday, Tuesday. I believe it's Monday, Tuesday.
Okay. So, any special plans for Thanksgiving, Daniel?
I have none.
None?
I live very far away from my family.
Massachusetts?
Yeah, so we really just have like a small kind of get-together with me, my mom, and my dad, and my brothers. So.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably going to make a trip down to Terre Haute. I'm going to do a Thanksgiving up here and then roll to Terre Haute for my family.
Usually we all get together. It's kind of funny because... We either get together in the summer and we have all of our holidays just kind of mashed into one.
Oh, yeah.
Because.
That's one way of doing it.
I mean, it's kind of fun. We have like the Thanksgiving.
We miss
food.
Thanksgiving. We miss Christmas. We miss Easter, Halloween, and my birthday.
It's actually funny. My birthday is in February and I just went back during October to go to my cousin's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And they all gave me my birthday presents from last year.
Wow.
So now I got to wait until we go back to get my other birthday presents, but cool. You know.
That's pretty cool. Put all in one little basket.
It's pretty
I want it all.
It's pretty
now.
Great. They just shove everything, you know. My grandma keeps up her tree, so.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I appreciate big ups, big thank you to Jay Douglas Bowles, for president of Indianapolis Motor Speedway, for calling in this morning. dropping some knowledge on our young folks and on our community. And thank you, sir, for what you do. Danielle, time to get you back to class. And I got to get ready to go to work in the cafeteria. So let's take it home. That's my impression of an engine, you know. Getting.
It sounded good. It smelled like. There you go.
To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be invested in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copycat cat like J. Douglas Bowles. You can't go wrong. He is the man, a president of IMS, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He's the man. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. It's getting cold.
It's cold.
It's cold.
It's cold.
You've been
don't
freezing
do
your buns off.
Yeah, don't do it.
Ooh, I'm cold. Pull them up. Pull
you shouldn't
them up.
Do it in general.
Shouldn't do it in general.
But now's an even better excuse to not do it.
Tie them up. Tie up your pants with a rope. Something. Rope. Tie up. Something. Tie them up. Tie your pants up. The oxygen. If it was the best of school talk, let's say the views of the embassy in Wayne Township, Bendale High School, Giant 90.9. Now, my views and views of my guests, until next week, I'll be back next week.
I can't come back. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Okay, I'll come back. See you next week. I'll see you 2 weeks. Enjoy your break, Giants. See you next 2 weeks on school talk.